Good morning. Okay, we have the clicker, or does it work? I'm just going to do the next. Is it there? Is it working? Okay, up and down, yeah. All right. Well, let me just introduce to you my lovely wife. All right, so Elma here is going to start off. No, you can start. She's like, you want to start first? No, you start first. No, you start first. Okay. Here's Elma.
Love you all. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege and opportunity to share His blessing. And to all things it happened in our mission trip. It's, you know, when God's call us, we have to go. Never can stop us. Because God is ahead of you, front of you, side to side. Your friends, your family, your relatives, is they gonna leave you behind. But Lord is always stick in our presence. Because if we have a personal relationship to the Lord, this church is my second church since God's calling me. When God calling me, He put me in this church. And I know this is my church in Canada. And I have church from the Philippines, and I have church in Europe. Because Lord called me when I was in Europe. It was 1990. I moved in Europe when I was 17 years old. I was so young because I have to go, not for myself, for my family. When Pastor Ed sharing about the Nicaragua, that is the Philippines, same. We are so blessed here. If you see other word, you say, thank you, Lord, what I have. That's why when God's called me, He put me in the mission. And I put myself the way the missionary. When I was in Greece, every time I go back to Philippines, the church sent me somewhere, the remote place, that they have no toilet paper, they have no beds. We sleep on the ground. Sometimes we sleep in the chair. And then I know that the Lord prepare me for a big mission. So when I moved in Greece, I was only 17 years old. And I have no idea what life I'm going to have in Greece. But Lord picked me in this world, the worldly and the godly. You have to choose, Elma, this one, or this one. And I pick God first, not my family. I leave my family behind for almost 11 years. And I have a lot of struggle in my life because you can see the battle when God calling you. My family telling me, why you always go with these people? I don't say anything. I just said, Lord, this is all yours, not my battle. But for 11 years, I'm serving the Lord. The Lord answered my prayers. All my family come to the Lord because we are the living Bible. We cannot share the God's word if you don't live on His word. That's why I'm so thankful because they have a lot of Filipino here now in our church. And we're starting our Bible study at home. And we told Pastor Caroline because we can express our feeling in our own language. And I'm so thankful because they start already what my heart desire is. I said, Lord, when I move to Canada, I don't have family again, right? My family left behind in Europe. But when we came in this church, I feel the presence of the Lord. When I walk in, because before this one had nothing, because Linda building, that's why we are here. Because we bought a house and she's our mortgage broker. And they said, oh, we're looking for the church. And then we are here for square. We've been here for 12 years. I know it's that's what my husband said, don't speak too long. But I want to share with you what happened, you know, what happened when God's called me in this church. And that time is Pastor Gordon and Jackie. On that pastor, I'm not the person that I'm telling what I'm carrying, what is my problem, what struggle. I always connect to the Lord. That's the Lord how to taught me, how to be, you know, how to surrender everything to Him. Even though in my husband, sometimes I don't tell. I tell always to the Lord because Lord is my number one love and He's only the second. So, yes, it's true. Before I get married him, I told him, you're not my first love. You're only my second love. Because I married first to the Lord and I married my husband. You know, and I told him before that this is gonna be happen in our journey in our life to serve the Lord with gladness. Because in his word said John 15:7, remain in me, in my word remain in you. Ask anything and you shall have it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Never rely what you think you know. Remember the Lord that He will show you the right way. And I'm already tithe payers since 1991. But when God's called me here, I have to send our tithes in our church in Greece. But Lord spoke to me, where did you eat? I eat here in the church. My spirits eat in this church. But I still, like, I have to send my tithes in the church in Greece. And then we have to be a member. And there our pastor already passed away. And I said to my husband, I said, God, talk to me again. We have to give our tithes here in this church. We don't stop since 1990 until now to give our 10%. It's not only 10%. We give everything what we have. I said to my husband, I will marry you if you're gonna give your tithes to the Lord. Because you know what? The best key, my husband and I, we trust in the Lord. When God gave me this big mission, you know what my husband said? This is so expensive. I said, we both working together. You know, we work not for ourselves. We work for the Lord. Because I know the people in the Philippines. I planned many years. And even though we go to the Philippines, we're not gonna be hungry. Every people, they give us a little everything, like vegetable, fruits. We don't have to buy. The only thing God wants to us is to be faithful to Him. When God gives you a task, accept it. Because God provides everything. So this mission, 2020, it's a big challenge, adventures. Because the day before we fly back to Philippines, they have a big eruption, volcano. That's 20 kilometers from my hometown. And I said to my husband, did you hear the news? I said, yeah. So I called my family, are you guys safe? Safe, because you know what? Because they believe in God. They believe in God. And they stayed, the evacuees, in our hometown for 2 weeks. If the wind blow on the south, all the Batangueño is wiped out. Like nothing left. But God is so good. Because people in South, they always praise the Lord. Even though they are poor, even though they have nothing, they always praise the Lord. These people that they affected, Davison and I and my mother-in-law, we went. From the first street that we go, they have a big houses, lots of houses. All in the town is a millionaire. It's all millionaire. They lost everything. And you know what? When we went to evacuees, we changed our medical in the evacuees. And we did a lot of stuff because God is so good. Every minute in my day in the Philippines, I never waste. My husband said, why you wake up too early? I wake up 3 o'clock in the morning. I get ready myself. I know my husband's gonna take care of her mom. I just go on the road. 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm out on the house. I share how God works on my life. Because sometimes, because I'm from that state, that when you give it his word, they don't care. They don't wanna listen. But if you telling your experience about what life's, my life's now, before and after, then because they know me, right? I build the seeds on their heart that nothing impossible to the Lord. If you give your heart, to Him, it's nothing impossible. The Lord is gonna build everything like a mustard seed. When they plant in your heart, just let grow. How you grow? Build with His word. We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Only God is perfect. Every mission room, they have 19 rooms, and we have 715 evacuees. Every room, I go there. I share the word of the Lord. I share how work in mysterious way. And you know what? The first thing they ask, I said, do you have a kids? I said, I don't have a kids. I said, I don't focus what I don't have. I focus what I have. I have Lord. I know Lord knows my heart desire. You know? I said, oh, and they have a kids running around, you know? And, you know, I lay over to them. I said, oh, God is so good. I give just little bit. For me, it's little bit. But for the Lord, it's so big. Small candy. God's love you. And this person that I shared, he said, God, forgive us. Forgive me. Because you know what she said? I'm a rich person. I forgot the Lord. Because they focus. He said in His word, you cannot serve two masters. You have to leave one and to serve one. You have to choose one or two. Money or Lord? I said to them, I pick the Lord. Even though I'm so tired, I said, I have to do what God's telling me. Because we have a big mission to do in our life. And I said to them, I said, you know what? Just read the book of Job. When you read the whole book of Job from the beginning till the end, it's a long book, right? It's a long book. But that book, before I came here in Canada, it happened to me in Europe. The first Lord's start on the first page, He start with you and me. But in the middle, your friends, your family, feminine, they take everything to Job. Because Job forgot the Lord already. But in the end of book, Lord, I'm here, like footprint on the sand. Sometimes we are happy, like everything, don't carry. Just leave it to the Lord. And these folks walking in the sun, Lord, I thought that you're walking with me. And the footprints in the sand is only two. Supposed to be is four, right? But they have only two. Because we cannot carry the heavy things. Lord, carry us. That's why they have only two footprints. Because Lord is carrying you already in her hands. Our mission is, you know, it's amazing. I have, you know, like, if I can share the whole, like, Pastor, if I can share, I will share everything. But here's the video, and here's my husband. Thank you, Lord, for all your help. Thank you, Lord. God bless.
Okay. We're going to make this fast. So just before we left for our mission, the volcano exploded, and this is the aftermath. This is the where the north side, where the wind blew, and so the ash fall actually kind of collapsed all the houses, most of the houses that were there. So most of the people, well, Cassie are excited to him. This is the time when we're about to leave. It's like, okay, the volcanoes erupted on the 12th. We leave on the 15th. So I know the flight's going to be canceled. You know, it's going to be a no-fly zone. So, but again, you know, you make, let's say I put there, Psalm 16:11. You make known. Yeah, you can read that. I can. So, yeah, we got to the Philippines. We were expecting that we're going to be delayed for a day or so because of all the, you know, flights being delayed on the 12th, 13th. We got there on the 15th, but praise God, we only got delayed 8 hours. 8 hours in Hong Kong. And the coronavirus is there. We're not going to be there first, but it's a flight. It's the Taal volcano first, right? Next. What happened? Next slide. What happened? Where am I? Go to the next slide, which is the town that the school that we were supposed to do the mission was used by the evacuees. There's about 490,000 people evacuated. That's on the radius of, like, 9 kilometer radius of the volcano. So about 600 to 700 individuals, 750 individuals were housed in the school where we're supposed to do the mission. But again, the Lord has a different plan. Always have a different plan. So the school was canceled, so the children just stayed home. Now, what we did was like we talked to the main doctors and doc, what are we gonna do? We don't have, you know, the children won't be in school, and she said that why don't we cater to the evacuees, because some of them has problems with skin rashes, eye problems. Because when the evacuation was going on, there was ash fall, you know, getting to them, and some of them had respiratory problems and things like that. So we said, okay, we'll do that. We'll do the, you know, we'll cater to the evacuees. And but our first mission was we gave them what do you call it? We fed them breakfast, like for one day. We can't, you know, like there's about 700 people. There was about 2,000 buns and about 1,000 eggs. And we started like 3 o'clock in the morning. Like 3 o'clock in the morning. So it was just like, let's go to the next. Yeah, so those are the little kids are awake. So again, prayer first before, you know, for thanking God for the blessings. And then, so the system here is, those are the room leaders. So 19 rooms, so there's 19 leaders. So we give them individual, I don't know if it's in the next, yeah, so we give them like, you know, like a bag of eggs, a block of cheese, 2 blocks of cheese and buns so they can have their breakfast in the room. So everybody received, you know, so praise and thank God, everything went smooth and everything, you know. Next thing is we did the medical mission. That's the second mission. And that gentleman right there on the very top is Elma's cousin? Nephew. Elma's nephew. He's so young. He's a doctor. It's just like, it's like Doogie Howser, you know? I don't know if you know Doogie Howser, but he's like, he's, I look at him, I'm like, dude, you're a doctor? It's just like, you know. But praise and thank God. And those folks on the right-hand side, on the bottom right, those are the Department of Health doctors that helped us too. Yeah, and so we go to the next slide. So those are the medicine that we bought for, you know, like thanks to you guys, you know. A big thanks to everybody. And thank God, of course. Next next slide, please. So this is, again, we can go through the slide. These are all the helpers. This is what's going on. It's like they get a checkup. And again, of course, it was like picture. So everybody's picture. Next slide. These are, they're preparing for the gift for the kids and preparing lunch or breakfast?
Breakfast and lunch
for the doctors. Because the doctors were saying that the DOH is the Department of Health, they were happy because when they go to another place, they weren't fed. They were just like, there were two fries. There was like, there was breakfast and there was lunch. It's like, it was a simple breakfast, a simple lunch, but there was food for them, right? So we didn't neglect them. So again, God is good, right? So just kind of, next slide, please. And then, yeah, this is when we picked up, we had a deal with this the drugstore, and next year, the owner of the drugstore actually spoke to Elma, and praise and thank God that the doctor said, I mean, the pharmacist said, the owner said, next year, when you get here, you talk to me, because the deal that I gave you, I'll give you a better deal, and I'll give you more medicine, you know, so it's like, wow, thank God, yeah, so, next slide, please. So yeah, these are they're checking the kids, they're checking the everybody else. And then let's go. Ooh, what happened? All right, next slide, please. Yeah, so they continue on. Next slide. These are like, and then on the afternoon, we actually prepared something for the kids. Like we hired. Next slide, please. One more. Oh, that's Elma. forward. One more. There you go. We heard clowns. I mean, our clowns in the Philippines really look weird. I mean, you can see. This is like, you know, just gonna, like, and there's Elma clowning around, kind of. Next slide, please. So we had some kids, you know, we had games, we have parlor games, just to give them something, you know, for the day. Kind of, you know, just we had gifts and everything. We had a lot of gifts, right? Like everybody had chocolate, candies, and we didn't give them toothbrush. you give them all the candies and chocolate and you didn't give them toothbrush. So next slide, please. Yeah, so they were having fun. See the color of the clown? It's just like, it's a weird color. It's just kind of, you should see his face. It's like, all right, next slide. Yeah, they were all having fun. They were just kind of, yeah, these are all evacuees. Like these are kids. Like, you know, they don't have a home right now, right? So, next slide. So everybody's happy. This is the mission number 3. This is another area where they put evacuees. Where they house the evacuees, but there's about 100. Because most of them went home. They were able to go home. But these hundreds, they have no home to go to. So they're all like, there's the first picture that I showed you where the aftermath of the ashfall. Everything collapsed. Like, because it's heavy. You would think ashfall is just like, you know. Once it's like this much, it's as heavy as a snow this much. So it's really, really heavy. My wife's niece from Dubai, Actually, that, sir, their collaboration with my wife and my niece. Her name. Hello. Her name's Maria Christine. Yeah, we call her our Miss Universe. Yeah, I think we can go to another slide. Yeah, these are the evacuees. Those are high school. And again, we gave them food. We gave them rice. You know, something for, you know, clothes and everything. So next. Yeah, so there's my cutie there, and there's her niece Christine, and then the rest of the family. It's a family thing. It's like, it's nice when, you know, when you give to the guys. Next slide, please. This is the shoe mission. This is when somebody gave us a smiley. Her name is Diana Smiley, and she works with Elma. She gave us a whole bunch of shoes, like, you know, secondhand shoes. Some of them are new. So we actually had picked a classroom where there's a lot more kids who have, you know, who have nothing. So we just picked somebody picked the classroom for us and saying, okay, this is the most, this is a classroom that has the most poor children. Like the poor, you know, they live in a. So we gave them each, and then everything fit, right? Yeah. Everybody got their shoes, and only one.
They have only one.
One person didn't get, like, he's got the big feet. It's like, I don't know why. It's just like, for kids, like, dude, you got big feet. So anyway, so everybody got their shoes, you know. A simple item means a lot to others. Okay, next one. And this is the when we had the medical mission for the evacuees, we had some more medicine, extra medicine. So what we did was we talked to Dr. Sarah, is the one in the white in the middle. She's the head nurse of the municipal. You know, she takes care of everything in the municipality of Nasugbu. Yeah, Nasugbu is like it's not BC. It's like
Cranbrook.
Like Cranbrook, right? So, but it's bigger, way bigger. So this is the day before we left. We catered to the folks around the area, the poor folks around the area. So, so next slide, we checked on the kids, we checked on the babies, we checked on the older folks. Next slide, yeah, these are the, and then the captain, the barangay, we call it the barangay captain, which is like a mayor of a smaller area, built this covered court, and we were actually the first one to use it. So it's like they have a health center, a senior building, a daycare in that area, and then a basketball court, because Filipinos love basketball. We're not like 7-footers, but we love basketballs. I don't know why. And next slide. So I don't think you can see that. So these are the people who helped us a lot, and mostly we thank. We thank and praise God for His instructions. He's always have He always have instructions for us, especially with Elma. She just tells me, God tells me this, like, okay. So that's not half of the story. Coming back home, we have to deal with the coronavirus because there's flight delays and things like that, and it was just like crazy. But in the middle of that, we were left in Taipei by Air Canada. Our flagship Air Canada left us behind. So we felt like, myself, I felt like in the middle of nowhere with all these things happening, you know. But again, God reminded me, like, hey, let me take care of this. You know, let me take care of this and everything. You know, like we got left by Air Canada. We don't have anybody there. It's just like, it would be for another story, because it was just like, everything went it happened for a reason. It's like it was like the flight was, you know, like there's no more flight. The next flight will be $2,000 each. There's three of us. And then by the night, but like about 2 hours after we checked, there's $800. So each, right? So it's like, okay, let's think about this. And the flight won't be until the 15th. This was the 4th, the 12th, right? The 12th. So we go, okay, let's look for a hotel and stay in a hotel and kind of regroup. Regroup, we think it over and everything. So my mom's there, keep praying. My mom's a prayer warrior. She's just like, and she's like, oh God, you should see your faces, two of us. Like my mom goes, you should see your both faces. Like, kind of, you guys are like, you know, like, you're so worried. Like, oh mom, yeah, we're stuck in Taipei with all the coronavirus going on. Like, so we had to go to the hotel just to get away from the airport because there's too many people in the airport. And short story to this short end of the story is, my sister was able to get us a flight the next day, you know, and we stayed in a nice hotel. Breakfast was like awesome, you know, and our flight was from Taipei to San Francisco, San Francisco to Vancouver, Vancouver to Calgary. I was just like, okay, all right, I don't care. I was just like, let's just bring us closer. Calgary is about 4 hours, right? So I was like, bring us closer. So when we get there, my sister set us up with a nice hotel in the airport. We had like appies and drinks at night, you know, like everything was everything, you know. We rented a car. There's no drop off fee from just to let you know, you can actually rent a car from Calgary to here with no drop off fee. Maybe it's the same with going there. So all in all, we were worried, but again, God is in control. God is in control, and we really thank God that, you know, like again, I apologize. I ask him for forgiveness because I was in that point where it's like, all right, you know, like that anxiety. Anxiety is a tool where the enemy would sneak into you. Anxiety is something that's he actually waits for in each and every one of us, anxiety and stress. But again, God is in control. God is good. God is mightier than any coronavirus. Right, and we thank you. Thank you. Okay, you read it because I don't have my glasses. I can't see. So she want to read the passage for in the Bible. It's Acts 20.
But I reckon my own life to be worth nothing to me. I only want to complete my mission and finish the work that the Lord Jesus gave to me, which is to declare the good news about the grace of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, would you stand with me this morning? I'm so grateful. I said to Elma and Davidson, I said, don't just tell us about your missions trip, but would you encourage us this morning? And they certainly did that. I'm going to ask you just to bow your heads and close your eyes. And this morning, as Elma was sharing just about her own experience and her commitment to the Lord, I just feel like the Lord wants us to respond by recommitting this morning. In your own words, would you just take a moment and do that and just say, Lord, forever I will follow you. Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your protection over Elma and Davidson and Pastor Ed as they traveled and ministered. Lord God, we thank you for the people that they were able to impact. Lord, we thank you that you used them in ways unexpected. Lord, the amount of things both, all of them were able to pack into just such a short time. Lord, we pray for fruitfulness. Lord, we pray that everything that was done there, Lord, would have lasting impact, Lord, that there would be just a legacy of faith that's built, Lord, because of your hand extended from Canada into these places. Lord, we pray for the people that they've ministered to, Lord, that you would keep them, that you would seal what you've done in each one of their hearts. And Lord, I pray as we go from this place, Lord, that we would passionately follow you and that we would just take an example from Elma's boldness to just go and preach the gospel and share hope and share our stories. Lord, we thank you for what you've done here this morning. We thank you for how your Holy Spirit has ministered to each one of us just where we're at. You are such a good God. We praise you. We thank you in your name. Amen. Amen. Well, would you have a wonderful afternoon? You are dismissed. You're welcome to come join me in the prayer room if you're free. Otherwise, enjoy your visit. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.